That's what I'm calling like cutting timber.
Yeah.
Cutting timber. And a file saw is that, and then was, if you understand what I'm talking about, it was a cross-cut saw. I guess you understand that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Two men?
Yeah, one on each end of the handle. And the Simon was the best saw that we ever got in this country. We had several others, but the Simon was the best saw. And when I first, before I got big enough to work, the saws they had wasn't much good. They just come up with that Simon saw about the time I got big enough to go to, you know, cutting timber.
Yeah.
They call it a four cutter. There's four teeth and a ricker. And it's tedious to file those saws. That what you call that ricker is what takes the teeth cuts it. And that ricker acts as a plane and pulls that out. It's got to get it out, you know, for to get another hook. And them rakers is where the tedious part. You got to have them exactly the right length and in the right, set in the right position.
Yes, sir.
And it's a lot more tedious than filing a handsaw.
Yeah, I understand.
But I learned that
for young man?
Yeah, man. Let me see.
When you quit school, did you work for your father?
No, my daddy never did. Never did do much anymore. He quit, gave up farming, and we broke up housekeeping.
Oh, now your father had died when you were a young boy, you said, that's right.
No, my mother. My mother died when I was 8 years old. My father died when I was 18.
I see.
But then I was done getting out on my own, you see, at 18. And there was a number of years around I didn't fool with farming, very little bit, strictly. I'd say, let me see, about 19 and 10.
Yeah.
Towards 10, 20. About 10 years, I worked in the woods. 10 or 12 years, I worked in the woods. That was logging work, you know. Like I said, making cross ties while you make it, whatever you wanted to make. I started making ties, I guess, for 19, more like 1909. Yeah. And last Monday, the 28th, I was married 65 years ago. 28th of March, I got married, of 1912. So that makes two from...
You were 19 when you
got
married?
Yeah, I was in March, and in August, I was 20, you see. Yeah, 19 years old when I married. Married pretty young.
So, did you ever live anywhere else?
Oh yeah, I've lived around here within, we're about 3 miles out of this area. I don't believe that we're over 3 miles. No. I've lived most of my, biggest part of my life over in this, right in this area here though. No, and like I said, I never was out. This is about the central of this parish. Geographical, nearly right in the center right here. I was reading, you see, we got the courthouse here, you know. Dunham Springs or wherever the guy hadn't been for that, but because it's, you know, it's got a pretty good population over there, and that's the only way we saved it. But it is geographical in the center of the parish. It was missed over 2 miles, and maybe 2 miles north. I think east and west, I say it's just about as near as you can ever get it.
Yeah. Now, your mother, did she just keep house for your father, or did she do
it? Yeah, just a housewife. Well, you know, back then, I was just telling you about how they had to manage, they had to keep those quilts, you know, make those quilts. And their washing, that was a hard on. You didn't have no washing machines.